April showers bring my flowers. That's what they all say. But if all the showers turned to flowers, we'd have quite a colorful day. There'd be bluebells and cockle shells, tulips red and green, daffodils and Chinese squill, the brightest you've ever seen. You'd see tiger lilies and water lilies, carnations pink and blue, forget-me-not and small sundrop glistening with the dew. We'd have fireweed and milkweed and many more different flowers. Mexican star and shooting star falling in the showers. And if all the showers turned to flowers on that rainy April day, would all the flowers turn to showers in the sunny month of May? Welcome to Hear Hoover, the Hoover Middle School podcast. Our podcast crew includes Avery,
Adeline,
Ireland,
Rayleigh,
Ellen,
Henry.
Thank you for joining us with our 12th episode of Hoover's Hear Hoover podcast. In this episode, the podcast will share information in connection April showers bring my flowers.
History of May Day. May Day was invented on May 1st, 1889. It was a day in support for all workers. It was created by a socialist group and trade unions in commemoration of the Haymarket Affair. It was a violent conflict that took place on May 4th, 1886 in Chicago, Illinois.
Spring cleaning tips. Doing a thorough spring cleaning of your home has several health benefits because decluttering and cleaning can reduce stress. Clearing out dust, mold, and germy things creates a healthier living environment and can motivate you to adopt a healthier lifestyle. Spring cleaning became a thing more than 3,000 years BC. Some things you can do for spring cleaning are clean your baseboards, dust, wipe walls and ceiling, clean upholstered furnishings, and wash window screens.
Here are some fun spring activities to do in the spring. You can go out for sports. You can go for a bike ride. You celebrate holidays like Mother's Day. You go to a farm. You can play outside. You can watch sports. Go bird watching. Go for like a hike in the woods and explore beautiful gardens.
Allergies are likely to increase if the weather gets warmer and drier. There are a lot of spring allergies, but one of the most common ones is called hay fever. More than 30 million people in the U.S. have hay fever. It can cause itchiness, watery eyes, sneezing, and other similar symptoms. It can also be caused by pollen. Sometimes to prevent or try to reduce spring allergies are to clean off outdoor pollen residues, drinking water, and other drinks such as nettle tea, green tea, freshly squeezed orange juice, and many more. Itching can also potentially worsen any allergy, and if you are drinking honey to soothe their allergy, stop. Honey is not helping your allergies. It is making it worse because if you drink honey, you are ingesting local pollen. Some interesting facts about spring allergies are that your allergies can change every 7 years. U.S. cities that have one of the worst spring allergies are Greenville, South Carolina, Dallas, Texas, and Des Moines, Iowa.
Day about supporting environmental protection and overall health of the planet. It was first held April 22, 1970, due to there being no EPA, no Clean Air Act, and no Clean Water Act, causing people to look for a way to make the earth healthier. There are also many ways to celebrate Earth Day, like plant a tree in your garden, clean up around the town or city you live in, recycle and compost, and plant flowers that bees and butterflies enjoy, such as lavender, marigolds, and goldenrods. And that's just a couple of the ways you can celebrate Earth Day in the comfort of your own town.
Good evening, Ms. Irwin. Thank you for joining us on Hear Hoover podcast.
I'm happy to be here.
Okay, so this topic is about spring. Is your favorite season spring?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so what's your favorite spring activity?
I would have to say I enjoy spending time on the baseball field watching my youngest son play and at the track meets of my two sons together. I also enjoy taking walks after school when the weather is pleasant and spending time in my garden.
So what do you garden? What's like your favorite flower you like to plant?
My favorite flower would have to be a tulip. I do have lots of iris and daffodils that have come from my grandma who has since passed on. So every time they bloom in the spring, it makes me think of her.
Do you ever plant any fruits or vegetables?
I do not have fruits or vegetables planted.
Would you be interested in trying to plant those? Have you ever thought about it?
I have, but you know what? I've probably been on the lazy side because I have neighbors who overplant, so we always get their extras.
Oh. So what's some of your tips that you like to do and some strategies you use for gardening?
I would have to say it probably all starts with the soil. I know everybody just likes to plant the seeds and the bulbs and just hopefully they bloom, but it all starts with the foundation. So having a good mix of soil and some nutrients in there are probably my best tips.
Yep, that sounds like a pretty good start. So what's your favorite outdoor activity in the spring?
I would say as a family, we love to play pickleball.
Pickleball? Would you rather go to a barbecue or a picnic?
I would probably say a barbecue simply for the fact that I think of barbecue, I think of a big gathering with lots of people and lots of food.
So is there any other reason? What's your evidence that you wouldn't pick a picnic over a barbecue?
I would enjoy a picnic, but maybe I think in my head a picnic is a little more work on my side of mm-hmm. things because you take it for a small group of people and you do all the work. Whereas a barbecue, I think it brings a community or a group of people together and you do a little bit of work and you all get to enjoy the big fun.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like everybody brings a little thing for
yes.
a barbecue. Okay, well, I think that's it. Thanks for joining us on Hear Hoover Podcast.
Today I'm here with my mom, and I'm going to ask you some questions about your garden. What's your favorite thing to grow?
I love to grow tomatoes, and I have a whole bunch of flowers, and my very favorite thing is Venus flytraps.
What's the most thing that you've grown?
I have 3 perennial gardens, 1 vegetable garden, and then I have some plants that I keep on the inside.
When did you want to start growing?
Well, I've always liked being in the dirt, but during the pandemic, during 2020, that year I went out just because I needed to be outside more, and I started gardening then, and ever since then, I've really just loved it.
What's your favorite flower that you've grown?
I like growing peonies and hibiscus. Yeah, I'd say those two.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Can you please introduce yourself?
So my name is Ms. Taylison, and I am one of the seventh grade science teachers at Hoover Middle School.
What was the hatching process of the chicks?
Well, so let me back up. So we have a unit of study in science looking at reproduction. So we look at reproduction in humans and then across multiple species, including chickens, ducks, geese, and fish. So Mrs. Kleinschmidt has all of the ducks and the geese and the chickens at her farm, and she brings the fertilized eggs to incubate in the classroom. And so then we get to watch them develop inside the shell. When we candle the eggs, turn the lights out, shine a bright light, you can see the different structures developing over time, and then we get to watch them hatch. So we get to compare how ducks, geese, and chickens look during the hatching process and how similar the process is. And then we get to compare that to our fish, and we get to see how similar it is in the fish as well. And then the best thing of all is we get to keep the little feathered friends for, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks until they start flying around the room. And then Mrs. Kleinschmidt takes them home.
Well, what are the challenges of raising them?
Raising them or once they're raised, once they've hatched, keeping them is not a big deal other than it's loud and smelly, but we don't mind that. But the hatching process can be tricky. Usually we never have any luck hatching geese. They're a lot more sensitive to things like temperature and humidity. But this year we got, I think we had like 6 geese. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have any ducklings. They can be tricky too, and it's a matter of really controlling the temperature and the humidity. And the chickens, this year I think we had over 50 chicks hatch, mm-hmm. which was crazy. Crazy! And then Mrs. Kleinschmidt had to keep taking them home in shifts. Mm-hmm.
What are some fun things about the chicks?
Well, we just love having them. The kids like to sit with them on their tables while we're learning. They're pretty good about keeping them off the Chromebooks because they do make a big mess. They poop a lot all the time. We take them for walks in the hallway and they waddle down the hallway and follow the kids. We take them outside for little walks. So if we have 10 or 15 minutes a couple times a week, we can take them outside and play with them out there, and we can do it. Actually bleeds over into our ecology unit, so we make some field observations about them in their somewhat natural habitat. We teach them to swim. We get to see all of those instinctive things that happen, how they swim, how they interact with one another, how they scratch the dirt looking for food, which is amazing because they don't have any adults to learn from. They just come out knowing how to do this.
Okay, I think that should be it, so thank you.
You are so welcome.
Spring is when you feel like whistling, even with a shoe full of slush. Doug Larson. Thank you for listening to
Hear Hooper.